of the U.S. interviews, 2,300 plus or minus office workers, and I said 10 different industries. And we're also focusing on not just your law firm, perhaps, but we're also looking at the tech sector. We're looking at perhaps the other service sectors. We're looking at the sectors that support the office spaces, if you will, of hotel chains and so forth. The key is what people miss, and you can see right here, 1 through 4, is that the connection with colleagues. We're not talking about where you sit in office. It's the connecting, socializing, learning from colleagues is not a huge majority, but the connection is what people miss. How we might make that better in a better workplace, mindful going forward of health and wellness and productivity, is really very, very important. The other thing that we found out is that what they miss most of the office is that collaboration, et cetera, et cetera. It's the connection with people, seeing people, not being in the dining room like I've been for the last 7 months here in Houston. We're also finding that by virtue of where you are in the generational situation, there are some different perspectives. The older mentors are missing the connection with her, his, partners to learn in the future, but even the young respondents are really being frustrated that they're not seeing, among other things, the opportunity to learn, and more importantly, a separation of work life. It's really very important. What's also interesting is when that return comes, and as a global firm, we're seeing this in places like New York, like Boston, like Shanghai, like Paris and London, though those latter two may in fact be pulling back given some of the latest pop-ups of COVID, that 70% of those respondents in the United States, and the numbers are about the same with our now global surveys, they want to come back for the majority of the week. Well, what they'd like is a flexible work arrangement. That is perhaps 2 days a week intensively, and then I work at home another 2 days or three. Or I come in the office for the mornings and I coordinate with teams and then I spend the afternoon at home. Flexibility. And what the chart below shows is that you can see that even that flexibility is quite a variety. The majority of folks would prefer to be in a couple of days a week, while some still want to be in, about 12%, at home the entire time. The future workplace, the future collaboration technologies have to accommodate that. So what will that future office look like? And by the way, that survey data you can access at Gensler.com and look for our research institute's focus on the urban pulse surveys, as well as what's called the return to work, that we're all working, return to the office, actually. But the idea is that we really are sharing this information from panels and the surveys. But clearly the conversation today is, so what does that future office look like? Tomorrow's office demand, just to synopsize in the next few minutes, we think falls into 4 components. The idea of coming back to an office is about the experience of the collaboration, the connection with other people. How do we, both as a designer in the design of the space, but in the management, the utilization, the leasing of the space, really enhance the connectivity, the experience of being back? I'm coming back not because I need to work on a computer. I'm coming back for that interconnection. We also believe that we're going to see, as you heard even from Dr. Fauci this morning, in the cold climate, spend as much time as you can outside. We're seeing both repositioned offices and new offices of various sorts looking at connection to outside for collaboration and meeting. We know while it's not perfect, outside tends to reduce the transmission of the droplets that create the problem. Outside may be the new place to collaborate and work around an office. Community catalyst means that increasingly we're looking at the office space with our precautions necessary, still very much connected to the community around it. And how can, both for the value of that real estate, but also, again, bringing people back to a safe office environment, connect to the community so it's coming back to have that connection to people, which is what drives human beings. And then last but not least, we're seeing increasingly, particularly in investments from sovereign funds, insurance companies, et cetera, investments in this recovery in the office space that has a larger, if you will, impact, not just simply return on investment or NOI, but in fact, a larger community benefit, which may in fact be a major driver for the diversity of office spaces. There's also other topics I won't touch on, like mobility, getting to the office, the issue of suburban versus central CBD, central business district offices. That's still percolating. I think there's a great deal of conversation about the future of downtowns that I'm probably not going to get into today, though I'd certainly be glad to answer a few of what we're seeing across the globe. So that first category, and I'll go through these pretty quickly. And, you know, I'm not going to read the slide, but I'll have it up for a bit. But what we're calling the experience supercharger, that is, if I'm choosing to get in my car, to take a walk, to ride a bike, to get to a centralized office environment in a way that has been perhaps contained and controlled. For instance, to get to my office, I have to use a particular app just to ask to be there. So we limit the number of people in the office, and the separation is at 6 versus 10 feet. That science I can touch on, but that's not really going to be the focus today, because that's a science that keeps evolving and there's not a definitive answer.